Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Dr. Mary Beth McCoy. And today, we're excited about the Word of God. We're going to be speaking from Exodus, the third chapter, which is in the Old Testament. And we're going to begin at that first verse. We're going to be talking about the call of Moses and the burning bush. The call of Moses, the burning bush. Now, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midianites, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire and out of the midst of a bush. And he looked up, and behold, the bush was not consumed. The bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burned. Let's stop there. We see Moses, the man of God, how he had been in a place with his father-in-law, with his wife's father. He was on the backside of the mountain, taking care of the flock. And when the angel of the Lord had appeared to him, and it just didn't appear to him, but it appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. I could imagine how Moses could have felt at this time. Not only to see the angel of the Lord, but that was able to see that fire out of the midst of a burning bush. And it says that, behold, the bush was with fire. The bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Have you ever seen something on fire and it did not burn completely and it was not consumed? This is what happened here in the Word of God. God wanted Moses to know that he was God and that he was God all by himself. God caused this angel to appear in this fire, in this burning bush. And the Word of God tells us that the bush was not consumed. And I think that that is so important to see the supernatural happen. How God used the supernatural to be able to get Moses' attention. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. And yes, it was a great sight to see why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. I mean, that is within itself again. God speaking to Moses out of the midst of a bush. Have you ever heard the voice of God out of the bush, out of the midst of a bush? I don't know when you heard the voice of God, but I know that many of you at different times, maybe in your life, has heard the voice of God. Even as Samuel heard the voice of God calling him, Samuel, Samuel. I don't know the day or the hour that God called your name, but God is speaking to Moses at this time in the midst of the burning bush that was not being consumed. And the Lord said to him, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. You know, a many times when God called us, he called us by name, just like he called Samuel. Just like he called Moses, he said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. So he wanted him to know that I am speaking to you. Even when you call your children, if you call your husband, if you call someone, you're going to call them by that name. Why? Because you want to get their attention. Why? Because you want them to know that I am speaking to you. And so when Moses seen all of this happen, when he seen the angel, when he seen the burning bush, when he seen that the Lord, heard the Lord speaking to him out of this burning bush, and then when the Lord called his name, Moses said, here am I. I wonder how many this morning that have said, Lord, here am I. After God have called your name, could you say, Lord, here am I? Because God don't call us just to be calling us. He called us with a purpose. He called us because we have an assignment. Because he called us sometimes because he wants to encourage us. Sometimes he wants to comfort us. He called us so that we can hear what he is saying to us. And he said, draw not hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moses, I call you. But because I'm here, the place where you are, the place where you are standing is holy ground. So I want you to pull off your shoes, to take off your shoes, because you're standing on holy ground. And there's a song that says, the holy ground. I'm standing on holy ground. Come on. Are you standing on holy ground? Moreover, he said, I am the God. He began to identify himself to Moses. He said, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father. He said, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, but he was afraid to look upon God. God let him know, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And because of this, he began to hide his face because he was afraid. I don't know about you today, but when you have not experienced that encounter with the God Almighty, and when he comes and he speaks to you, when that voice is not familiar to you, you'll begin to do like Moses did. Moses began to hide his face. He hid his face, the word of God said, because Moses was afraid. He was afraid to look upon God. And God said, I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt, and have heard the cry by reason of their taskmaster, but I know their sorrow. And when I began to read that verse and began to read the word of God, the Lord is saying, I've surely seen the affliction. God sees the affliction of his people. Yes, God was saying here in the third chapter of Exodus, I see the affliction of my people in Egypt. But I believe this morning that God is saying to you, whoever, wherever you may be this morning, you may be in Chicago, you may be in Atlanta, you may be in Orlando, you may be in Virginia, you may be on the other side of the earth. But God said, I have heard, I have seen the affliction of my people. When we talk about affliction, we talk about distress. I see what you're going through. I see that you're going through a painful experience. I believe and I know that it's not just affecting, it's not just painful to you, but it's causing you to be mentally distressed. And sometimes when stress takes over people's body, it began to cause bodily pain for them to experience body pain as well. So therefore, the people of Egypt had been petitioning God. God has seen, he said, I've seen the affliction of my people. And he said, my people. I like that because, you know, when we read the word of God in Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from the wicked way, he said that I will hear from heaven. He said that I will forgive the sin. He said that I will heal the land. So don't think that God is not hearing and not seeing what is happening to you. You may be in a painful state this morning. You may be going through mental challenges because of things that the enemy have tried to afflict you with. But God says that I see it. I hear it. I know what's happening to you. He said, I have heard the cry by the reason of their casket. I heard your cry, and the cry was because of the reason of the taskmaster. When I heard your cry, I heard your grief that you're going through. I heard and I see the suffering. I see the tears that you are going through. And so therefore, because I see those tears and because I see the suffering and the grief that you're going through, I want to come. And I want to see about you. And when we talk about taskmasters, we talk about one that is burdensome to an individual or a group of people. We talk about those that are supervisors over other people. Those that have the rule over other people. Those that work rigorously over other people that have them to work rigorously. They're not treating them the way that they want to be treated. They are not following that golden rule, do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. So therefore, God has seen the stress. God has seen what they're going through. So therefore, he said to him, I've heard the cry by reason of the taskmaster, but I know their sorrow. I see the sorrow. I see the grief and what you're going through. He said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. I am here. I'm coming out to deliver them. I'm coming out to set them free. I'm coming out to deliver them from bondage, to bring them out of the wickedness and out of the sorrows that they have been experiencing. And then the word of God says, I am come down to deliver thee out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring up out of the land unto a good and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. So I'm going to bring you unto a place that you can have milk and that you can have honey, that you can be joyful instead of being in sorrow. You don't have to be stressed and you don't have to suffer because I'm going to bring you out. I heard your cry. And this is why God was commissioning Moses to come forth. That's why God was commissioning Moses. He said, now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression which the Egyptian oppressed them. Don't tell me when God's people are suffering. Don't tell me that God do not see, God does not know, God will not deliver them. Yes, these people was in Egypt. They were there because of their own doing, but yet they were God's people. Sometimes when we are disobedient to the Almighty God, God will let us to be in certain circumstances that we'll be able to see him clearly, that we'll be able to call upon him, that we'll be able to depend upon him, that we'll be able to be faithful to him, that we'll be able to be trustworthy. God wants us to be able to be trustworthy so he can trust us. Trust us to do the will of the Father. So he's calling Moses right now because he knows that the people are being oppressed. And he says that, he said, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God had a plan. He knew what he was going to do. And Moses was a part of the plan. Are you a part of the plan? Are you a part of the plan of God? Have God called you to, and have he commissioned you to go forth for him? I remember when God had called Jonah to go forth from him. Do you remember that, how God had commissioned him to come forth, to go and to deliver the Ninevites and to speak to the Ninevites because he was going to destroy that place, and he said he was going to destroy it in 40 days. God commissioned Jonah to go forth for him. But as you remember, he did not want to go and do what God had called him to do. Now we see here that God was speaking to Moses, the man of God, and he already told him why he wanted him to go, why it was so important for him to go. Because he was saying, my people. When you say my people, that we're talking about will a possession. My means I'm possessing. They are mine. They belong to me. These are the people that I love. These are my people. And I heard their cry, and I want to deliver them. So Moses was a part of the plan of God. And here we find in the word of God, he said, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, God, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Sometimes when God gives you a task, when God calls you to go forth from him, you're saying, I am not actually worthy, I am not equipped. Who am I to go forth to a man that is ruler of the Egyptians? And you may even question yourself, why am I chosen to go forth? Is there not somebody better, you know, to go forth and to do God what you want me to do? No, God is saying to you, his people this morning that are listening to this broadcast, that God want you to go for, and God want you to do a work for him. God wants you, even as he has called Moses to bring his people out of the land of Egypt because of Pharaoh. He wants him to bring his people out because God, all he had to do is to obey God. And sometimes we forget that it's not us, but it's the Christ that lives within. It's not us, but it's Christ. Sometimes we think that we are in charge, but we're not in charge. We're just being obedient. And God is the one that is in charge. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. God let him know, I'm not just going to send you out of there, out there. You know, God had a plan for Moses from the time of his birth. I believe that God had a plan for Moses when his mother carried him in her womb. Even when Pharaoh tried to destroy the babies and kill the babies, God had a plan that this little baby was going to grow up and do great things for me. And therefore, his mother hid him and put him inside of this something like a basket and put him on the river so that this child would not be destroyed by Pharaoh. And he said, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou reign, or thou brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto him? My God. Moses said, when I come, and they ask me, what is your name? What shall I say? See, Moses didn't even know who he was talking to. But God says to him, I am. Tell Moses to say unto the people, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. Isn't that awesome? I am. When they ask who sent you, who commissioned you to come to us, to see about us, tell them that I am, that I am, have sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you, and this is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. He said, go, and that means to go, to get up. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and have seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Oh, my God, to look to see how they've been treated. Don't you know, no matter what you're going through today, no matter how many taskmasters are abusing you and misusing you and are speaking to you unfavorably and dishonoring you, making you cry at midnight, making you cry sometime all during the day, God sees you. And God said, even as he told Moses to let the children of Israel know, let the elders know that he has seen their affliction, he has seen what they're going through, he had visited them, and so therefore he wants to come, and he has sent Moses to them. He said, I have said I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt. Remember, when we're talking about affliction, I'm going to bring you out of all of this distress. I'm going to bring you out of being out of this pain that you're going through. I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt, unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to give you something that's going to ease, that's going to take away that oppression, that's going to stop you from crying because of the fact that you're in the land where you don't need to be. I want to bring you out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. And they shall hearken to thy voice, he's speaking to them. And thou shalt come, and thou and the elders of Israel unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now let us go. We beseech thee to go three days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. This is what God didn't just send Moses out. He didn't just tell Moses just to be talking, speaking, even to the elders. He let them know that I am, have sent thee. And he want them to let the people go, that they can make sacrifices to the Lord God. And God let him know, he said, and I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, by a mighty hand. I know this man. I know this king. I know his heart. I know that he is not going to let you go. But yet, you go, you do what I have requested for you to do. And so he said, I will stretch out my hand. He's telling him what, I know he is not going to listen when I speak unto him, when I send you to him. I know that he is not going to listen. But he said, I'm going to stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go. He said, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you will not go empty. I'm telling you, when you're going through trials and when you're going through tribulation in your life, you know, it just let us know that, you know, I love that scripture when it says, weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Sometimes you may go through some weeping. Sometimes you may go through some distress in your life, but you got to know that God is with you and that God is faithful and God will not leave you and God will not forsake you even in the things, even at the times that you are suffering. God sees the suffering. He sees the affliction. He sees all of the things that you are experiencing. But he let them know that I'm the Lord God, that he was going to deliver. And when he delivered them, they were not going to be going out empty. I'm going to bless you. He already told them that I'm going to give you the milk and the honey. This to note the blessing that they, the things that they've gone through, it's just like, I'm going to wipe the tears from your eyes. I'm going to let you know that even though you've suffered, even though you've gone through some things, that I'm the Lord your God. And I will deliver you out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the hand of the taskmaster. But every woman, and it tells us in that last verse of the 20th of the third chapter of Exodus, in that 22nd verse, He said, every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourn in her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. When I thank God for the word of God, I thank God for how he blesses his people and for how he looks, sits up high, and how he looks down low. And you know, today, I don't know what you may be going through. I don't know why you're crying, why you're so dismayed, why you're suffering. I don't know, but I do know the great I am. I do know that I am that I am. I know that the I am that I am is able to deliver you and able to make you free. Even as he moved in the lines of the Egyptians, went in Egypt, moved in the lives of the Israelites, he's able to move for you. What is it that you need God to do for you? What is it? See, the word of God let us know that there is nothing too hard for him to do. The word of God says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. The word of God says that let us know that there is nothing too hard for him. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care how long you've been in the situation. Israelites was in the land of Egypt for a very long time, but because they came to a time in their life that they began to cry out unto God, they began to get the attention of God. Not that God did not see them, but God wanted them to be able to know him, even in a personal way. To know that I'm able to bring you out, even in the midst, even with Pharaoh and Pharaoh's army, even with IRS, even with whatever you may be going through this day, God is able to bring you out. I don't know the whatever job that you're working in. I don't know what is the company. I don't know what it may be. I don't know if it's a place of worship, but whatever it is, God is able to bring you out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He is your God. He is a God that's able to deliver. He is a God that's able to make you free. Remember he said, I am the God of thy father. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is our God. And he will and he can deliver you from whatever circumstances or whatever problem you have encountered or whatever situation you may be in this morning. We're getting ready. This is the hour of power. The hour of power is just what it says. Power. The power from on high. The Bible says we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Come on. The word of God is power to change, power to make the difference. So we want you to get ready to go with us before the Most High God. As we pray, I want you to whatever situation that you are going through today, I want you to put it on the altar. I want you to give it to God. Whatever it is, you may have a taskmaster in your life, that supervisor, that director, whatever it may be that's over you, that caused your life to be burdensome. I want you to know that God today will deliver you. Today he's going to see about you. He's going to make the difference in your life. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as we come before your throne, and Lord, I pray even now, and I just, first of all, I want to thank you, Lord, for being the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, for being the Alpha and Omega, for being the beginning and the end, for being the first and the last, for being the true and the living God. Lord, I thank you, God, for being the great I am, for being the God that's able to deliver, God that's able to make free. Now, Lord, I pray and I stand, Father God, in agreement with your word. Your words to heaven and earth, they pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of that word will fail. So, God, I stand with all of those, God, that in our broadcast audience, Lord, that hear that under the sound of my voice, God, I believe, God, even now, God, that you're working and that you're moving on their behalf. God, even if you sent Moses, God, to deliver the Israelite out of the land of Egypt, God, I pray even now, Lord, as your servant pray, God, for the people, God, from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, no matter what city or state they may be in, I pray even now, Lord God, that you would touch them, Father God. Even now, Lord God, that you would come, and God, that you would give them comfort, God, that you would move that grief, God, that you would move that distress from them this morning. And God, I pray, God, even now, God, to touch that taskmaster that will call them to work vigorously, that will call them, Father God, will work without mercy. God, that taskmaster, God, that does not, Father God, Father God, regard you as being God. I pray that now, God, that you will move, Father, from them, for them, God, this day and this hour. Lord, your words, they ask, and it shall be given. And God, I just lift them up to you, God, even now. Lord God, they, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, know who they are. Father, they know who are standing in agreement with us this morning. Father God, according to your word, God, God, according to Matthew 18 and 19, God, we stand in agreement. God, I stand in agreement with them, in agreement with them even now. God, that you will move, Father God, for them. For the battle does not belong to them, but the battle belongs to you, God, and God, that you're well able to fight every battle. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch every individual, Lord God, that they'll see your handwork, that they'll see, God, that you have come to deliver them, Father God, out of the hands of the enemy, out of the taskmaster, out of the hands of the supervisors, the directors that are working them vigorously and that does not have your love, does not have that compassion, Father God, in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even Father God, household, Father, I pray even now, those that are in the household, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that are coming, God, against the family, coming against those, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that don't see, Father God, you in the midst, and Lord God, of causing the people to cry and the people, Father God, to be dismayed. I pray even now, Lord God, that you would move, God, even now upon the family, God, even now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for your tender, loving mercy upon the people this morning. And I thank you for being that I am, that I am. And we give you glory, honor, and the praise. Now, Lord God, even those that are in our broadcasting audience, Lord, those that are not saved, those that do not know you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, I pray even now, God, that you will touch them. God, they've heard the word this morning. They've heard the word that you have given us to preach for today. And I pray even now that the word of God has changed their heart. God, that they know that there is a God, that they know that there is a deliverer. And God, even as you have been delivered the Israelites, God, if you are able to deliver them from their sin, from their transgression. And God, I ask thee in Jesus' name, God, even now, to forgive them for their sins. Father, those that don't know you as Lord, don't know you as Savior, I ask thee, God, to forgive them for their sin, for their transgression. God, to cast ever sin under the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. I ask you, God, to call us, God, to be new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. All things become new. And, Father, I thank you for moving on their behalf. Save even today. Deliver, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, deliver them with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, those that have been hurt, those that have been in the church, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that are backsliders, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that didn't know you from the beginning. I pray even now, God, that you would touch their heart. And God, I thank you right now for, God, for them being able, God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, I claim every backslider, God, this day and this hour. At this, we thank you. And we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We just thank you for today, for joining us on the Hour of Power broadcast. We just want you to join us on this coming Friday at 9 a.m. Please tell a friend. Tell them that the Hour of Power is on the air, and that they can be filled with God's spirit and power and anointing, that God wants to move their pain. God wants to move their distress. God wants to come in, and God wants them not to live in the way that they're living. God wants to change their lives, that it won't be any more them, but it will be the Christ that lives within. So get ready for the broadcast on this coming Friday morning at 9 a.m. on the Hour of Power. This has been the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Stand. Shalom to you and